Yes, stemming from the drama series, we've been discussing skin color and attitudes towards children who turn out to be, inverted commas, darker. And as Tahir had referred to Daniela as the dark angel because of skin color. So we're asking you, is it why are we as a community so skin color conscious, and how do we overcome this? How do we overcome this? And that is the purpose of the drama series. You know, we take issues that are there, undercurrents within our community, and we illustrate it in these forms. So when you look at it from outside, what happens is you understand how ridiculous some of our behavioral patterns and trends are. And that is what we hope to achieve with the drama series, to educate in a very innovative manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the effort and make it a useful one. Looking at your responses that have come through, someone saying that, Alhamdulillah, we've been blessed with beauty and majority family members. Shukr, my nani kept on stressing that parents have to should not stress on looks, because looks is not everything, and give more attention to the darker child. Our communities keep on commenting on blue eyed childs, and someone saying that, I've even heard a kid saying in an argument, I have blue eyes. And this was while fighting with someone and using that as some sort of superiority. Another one says, I would like to share the last words from a late great alim, and he passed away 4 days, and he said, I have a message for you this time. You marry an African woman, if not Muslim, convert her, as Indian Muslim women are only after money. Anyway, that's a contentious one on its own, but I thought I'd share it with you to stimulate further discussion on that topic. Another one says, I have two kids that are of darker skin than my other two, but shukr, they never made it an issue in my home, because my husband and I don't make it an issue. But you get family members that do. I kill the topic with if anyone brings up anything on that note. It remains for me the ugly duckling story that turns out into a beautiful swine. Remember, character is better than appearance, and light is better than dark and hard. It's subconscious conditioning that was as a result of segregation during apartheid times. I think the ANC would blame that, because they blame everything on apartheid. So simply the easiest thing is to blame it on apartheid. One of the many ways of overcoming this negative behavior is by communicating with people more often and discovering similarities in common ideologies. Another one that comes through and says that a sad reality and the mindset of Indian people. Unfortunately, I have family members who like certain children more because they are fair. If a child has a darker skin tone, the child will never be regarded as handsome or pretty. I honestly feel it is a mentality that stems from the older generation and filters through to the younger individuals. My personal opinion, these people are shallow and naive. Complexion does not define a person. Look at Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, a perfect example. Treating people indifferently because of their complexion is completely against our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings. Sahaba were never distinguished by the color of their skin tone. I'm grateful that it is Allah who is the ultimate judge and not human beings. How do we overcome this? This is a difficult question. I honestly feel if people are stuck in this mindset, it's so difficult to change the way they think. We could educate them and use the Sahaba radiallahu anhu as perfect examples. Let me share another message. It says, everyone is the creation of Allah. If we find fault with the design, shape, color, which was given by Allah, then we have a problem with the way Allah has created us. Bringing it upon ourselves, we are punished in this world through rizq, health, etc. Remember, it doesn't go unnoticed. A person will be taken to task for such things in the after. Another one, if it is very annoying when we pick on our skin color, we don't realize who made us. We should make shukr the way our Rabb has colored us. We fail to acknowledge the Creator, although being Muslim and still have this creed, caste mentality coming from our cultural backgrounds, very deeply ingrained, thinking that white is superior and dark is evil, black magic, anything black is negative, all white is positive. This is really Western influence. So a variety of messages that have come through in it. I really appreciate the contributions that have come through. It does give us perspective and gives us insight. Anyway, someone saying that the couple of Zakia and Bilal, you don't get them in real life. Maybe you've got to look in a museum for that sort of a couple. So I challenge you, that do you agree with that sentiment of one of the listeners that the way Zakia and Bilal conduct themselves, how they are very accommodating to each other, considerate to one another, and you know, doing things for each other, everything is going harmoniously for them, very loving. They've done things in the correct manner. They haven't, they had a very simple and humble wedding, all of that. So, people saying that, you know, all of this going so smooth and everything going perfect, and people adhering so strictly and stringently to the Sharia, that is in, you don't find them in the in this world. What are your thoughts? Do share with me your thoughts on that. 0727861515.